When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy friggin' Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Trish Friday.
Trish Friday.
Trish Gazelle's here.
Oh. DGS.
Go log on to the stream so you can watch her and all her fabulousness.
I'm a little shiny today.
I was about to bring that up.
I'm not trying to be mean to Wheeler. Trish looks so much better on the street. Like, there's something about Wheels. Like,
you're saying she's more attractive than Kevin Wheeler?
I guess I am saying that. But, like, there's something, like, I've dug myself into a hole here.
No, you're fine.
I can't wait to hear how you get out of here.
You're fine. I am.
Yeah, where are you going?
I just mean.
I am trying to be mean to Kevin.
What's that?
I am trying to be mean to Kevin. Yeah, Trish looks much better. I'm with you.
She's more coloring.
Maybe,
you know,
because.
With the backlight.
Yeah, I think the backlight really washes him out, and you look really, really good.
Ah, thanks. Well, I don't know how you guys do it. I'd be looking at myself all day long if I was on a live stream.
We are. We do. Yeah.
Like just staring at myself.
It's revealed new levels of our vanity to ourselves that we didn't know was there. We just stare. Well, sometimes we go nonverbal because we just start staring at our own reflections.
Yeah. It's a crazy thing.
I catch myself. I catch myself preening like a bird.
What were you doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
You're already wearing headphones. You don't have to put more headphones
on. The ones I was wearing, I didn't like, so I tried the other ones, but I didn't take the other ones off before I put these on. I'm going to fix this. Right?
We're all tangled up now. Anyway, Wheeler, if you're listening, I'm sorry. You look just fine on the stream. Trish just looks especially good. Uh-huh. And it was jarring. It was like, whoa, not used to that.
Thank you, Dave. Dave's full service. Oh, I got the wrong ones on. Okay, sorry about that.
Wes says, good afternoon from Florida. Hey, Wes. Oh,
Florida. I wish I was there. I wonder how humid it is down there.
And Andrew's getting birthday wishes. The young man is going to be 35 tomorrow.
How does everybody know?
I put it in the title of the stream.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, special happy Friday to Amy because she's happy to see me.
Yeah, very nice.
Happy Friday, Amy.
Forget about Andrew's birthday tomorrow.
Amy's happy to see me.
The implication is everybody else watching is not happy to see
and
you.
And I am more attractive than Wheeler.
35. That is a big age, Andrew.
Yes, it is.
You need to have life figured out.
Yeah, I got to have it all cracked by now, right? I mean, what kind of maniac wouldn't have it all figured out by 35?
Well, mm-hmm. Andrew was making the point to Trish and I before the show that it came as a surprise to him, as it does to all of us, that you don't have it figured out by 35. And I told him, guess what? You don't have it figured out by 60 either.
He asked, when do you? And I'm like,
you don't.
You don't.
You don't.
You do think that, though. You think that there's a magical age where you just have everything in place. And then the older you get, you realize, okay, this ain't happening, so let's just be happy.
Wouldn't you agree, Trish, that it's terrifying, but in some ways it's a little bit freeing because you're like, oh, no one has it figured out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
It's not just me.
Yeah. Although I have more anxiety in my life now than I ever did before. And I don't know if that's the hormone thing.
No,
or...
it could be, but I totally agree.
Yeah, I never had it when I was younger like this. Or maybe I did and I just didn't have a name for
it. I had
problems,
but it took a problem to cause me to be anxious.
Yes.
Now it does not.
Now I ruminate over anything.
Yes. Now it's like, was Captain Crunch really in the military? And I'll just like go down a rabbit hole.
Oh, I can't sleep until I figure this out.
That's really well said of the adult condition for everybody except Wheeler. It's like, yeah, you used to worry about problems, and now you just like worry about worries.
Yes, it's so true.
It becomes its own like category of thought.
Yeah. Dave Hines says, good morning from Los Angeles. DGS is literally coast to coast.
That's cool.
L.A. to Florida.
Florida and L.A.
Love it.
In La La Land.
Love it.
And the couple thousand people in Denver.
So, yeah, right? Wheeler is, he's wheeling. I don't know. He's going to a Wheeler family reunion, which in my mind is just a bunch of red people that are all built like a safe.
A bunch of gingers.
Just yelling at each other at the top of their lungs.
Red squares.
Can you imagine how loud a family party is with Wheeler?
He says he's the only one. He says,
well, that's enough. I mean,
yeah, that really is
enough. But there's kids.
But I always think he questions how loud he realizes he is. Like, I think he says, I'm pretty loud. But I don't think he knows. So I think maybe he sees them being just as big as he is. And he's like.
And his brother looks just like him, but he's a hypnotherapist. Yeah, he does like shows and stuff.
Have you ever had him on?
No.
You should have him on.
It's a weirdness because I've asked several times and he's always like, oh yeah, we can make that happen. But he never does. So I'm guessing.
Well, Wheeler's brother, if you're listening, we're going around him. And I'm not even on the show.
He resists it and he won't give me his contact info.
Oh, you got to have him on.
And he keeps saying, you know, one day my brother's going to come here and then we can just have him on then. And I'm like, well, when is that? And he's like, I don't know, someday.
I don't know.
So he's just like really kicking the can down the line on this one without admitting I don't want to have my little brother on who's a hypnotist.
So Wheeler's gone today, Monday and Tuesday. Trish is helping us out today. Then we'll have more of our friends. Michael Kelly will be coming in at some point. And
what about Sue at 2?
I don't think she's going to be Sue at 2 today.
Sue's not going to be able to make it today, very sadly. She is wrapped up in her real estate business, who you should all buy houses from her if you're looking
for houses.
She's
a woman on the move.
She is. She's busy.
I got one of the single dumbest emails I've ever received from a listener, which is saying something.
Let's hear it.
I will paraphrase, and I won't dox the person as much as I would like to, but I'm afraid they're crazy. they are upset with me because I have abandoned conservatism, and I'm so liberal, and they are no longer listening to the show because I have finally crossed a line that's too far.
Was there a reason why?
Can anyone guess? Yes. Yes, there's a thing that's recently happened in my life that is not okay with this person. I have shown my true colors as a bleeding heart liberal.
Something you're doing?
Yes.
Playing baseball?
Yes.
What? You are lying to me right now.
I am playing for the Bud Light team.
Oh.
And they support
transgenders. Are you kidding me right now?
And so, and they also looped in, I don't know if you knew this, but Grimace and I are now best friends.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
And the first time Grimace was on was to promote Pride Fest, and the same people accused me of being a groomer because I tied in Pride Fest with Grimace, which would make me a Grimace. So
what are you doing in your life that this is what affects you? Like, what is happening in your life that not only, A, do you think it, and B, you say something about it? Just move on.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Yeah. They're listening right now. They said they'd never listen again.
It's weird.
But, yeah.
It's weird. The fixation.
Maybe it's the anxiety thing you guys were talking about earlier. Like, it's like they've got to fixate on something. So it's like, you know what? Grimace is trying to groom all the kids, and that's obviously Dave Glover's fault. So they just kind of channel that anxiety into something that makes absolutely no sense.
But he's playing baseball.
Yeah, he said it's so weird that you never played baseball until Bud Light invited you.
Oh, my God.
I love
it's a man.
What's that?
It's a man?
It's a man.
I love the conspiracy theory of like he hated baseball, but then Bud Light,
now look
at him, ultimate liberal company. It's like, dude, you have got to chillax. It is not that deep.
Listen, you can think and feel however you want, but why do you make it everyone else's problem?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I don't get. To intrude on your life, and I know you're on the radio, so people have access to you, but what you do in your spare time and playing baseball, I don't know how that becomes a problem in someone's life. I just don't get it. I have other stuff to worry about than what some guy on the radio is doing in his spare time.
Amen. Amen, brother. Yeah, I know.
And I really liked your response, all of you, because I heard the show after the Grimace. And you guys were basically like, if this is your problem, we have nothing else to talk about. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's just not much of a conversation to be had with someone who's like painting an entire group of people as groomer. Like, none of it made any sense. And it's like, I'm not going to waste my breath.
I'm not one of those people, because I've heard people say this a lot, people who do kind of what I do for a living, and they'll get criticized. And like on TikTok, you'll see this a lot. Like, I don't give an F. I don't give an F if you listen and blah, blah. Well, I do. I do give an F if you listen. However, if our relationship is so broken, maybe it's time to split. I mean, if it's making you miserable to the point that you're sending me 10 paragraph emails about me playing baseball, it's like, dude, there are other radio shows.
Is it a religious reason? Did he mention?
Didn't mention that.
I was just wondering if he was.
It was all the political thing. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I assume maybe I shouldn't, but I always assume that that's what's behind the whole Bud Light thing. But
which bothers me, because I hate when people hide behind, and I'm Catholic. I hate when people hide behind religion, because it's the exact opposite of what religion, and especially Catholicism, is supposed to be about. Like that hating people because of something, or ostracizing people because of something. If you really were studying it, that's the exact opposite of what it should be.
I mean, if Jesus was real, and if he was half the man that the Bible portrays him to be, I can't imagine that if he were giving the Sermon on the Mount and a man showed up wearing a woman's wig, he'd be like, cast them out. I think he'd be like, come sit by me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way
You're
I think
exactly
Jesus.
Right.
Also, I don't think you joined the Bud Light team specifically of the trans.
That's what this guy said. I don't even care about baseball.
You probably didn't even know who was sponsoring it when they picked you until you got your uniform or whatever.
I was actually thinking that was why you joined. So this is news to me.
Did you send the email?
I said, yeah.
She's like, I can no longer work.
He's like, it is almost my 35th birthday and you have disappointed me.
So, okay, sorry. Maybe this is a better off-the-air question, but is this email like someone you've corresponded with before? Okay.
No.
That makes it even more interesting where it's like they've been sitting on this for a while.
And
no one
knows my email. They just figured it out from other people's email that
James
are out there.
James playing baseball. Enough said.
Yeah, we know what that means.
Yeah, we all know what that means.
I'm freaking done.
We used to dance.
Man, this brings back memories.
And it's a dance arose.
Remember the first time I heard this, I was just blown away.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Wheeler would hate it. Oh my God. Yes.
Really?
He would hate it. What did I say the other day? His devil music, what did I say?
The devil music?
Remember?
Yeah, you said
Satan is God and I'm here to eat your butt.
Yeah, Satan is God and he'll eat your butt.
I'll wait till he comes back, I guess. But what did he listen to when he was younger? Hairbands?
He said that Queen is probably, he called it easy listening. So that's the most soft stuff that he listens to.
But it's very funny because we put on something that kind of sounds enough like Queen. You know, Asia heat of the moment, and he's like, what is this crap? What is this crap?
He puts up with it, though. He never complains. Trish, you have some Trishisms for us?
Yeah, I just have some random thoughts. First of all, my mom does not know how to whisper in a movie theater. We were watching this movie the other day, Materialist, with Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It wasn't good. Anyway, but what surprised me was there were 5 different scenes with people smoking, and it was not germane to the theme of the movie or important in the script. I just found that very odd in today's that you just had smoking in a movie. Anyway, so she's telling me something, but she's saying it full on, and I said, I think he's cute, Pedro Pascal. And so then, like, minutes go by, and she goes, there he is, because he walked And I'm like, yep, he's in the whole movie. So I hope we're not going to. And then she like pulled me, like said, come here. So I thought she was going to whisper and I got to her ear and she said it as loud as can be. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what we're doing. So I apologize to anybody who was at Ronnie's at about 2 o'clock the other day watching that.
That was, brings back such memories
of Trish's boyfriend.
Such memories of my
there
mom.
He is.
My mom would talk out of the side of her mouth. But she would do it twice as loud. So she'd be talking like this, and then she'd see someone, she'd go like, well, she's awfully fat.
They just get to a certain age where they just don't care, and I can't wait till I'm there. Right. You know?
Me too.
Did you guys talk about the Denise Richards thing at all?
Only a little bit off the air.
Well, yeah. What shocks me about it, first of all, you know, she makes $250,000 from OnlyFans. It's like, if I could make 1% of that, I'll put my toe on there. That's right. But the expenses, her husband said, it was $10,000 a month for groceries, okay? Wow. And then $15,000 a month for eating out. What are you eating? Like, I don't care where you shop. What's the most expensive store? Like Whole Foods or something?
Yes, I can't really think of a more expensive grocery store.
What are you buying that you are spending $10,000 on grocery and then $15,000 on eating out? Which the eating out I would get if that's all you did. I can't possibly think what you're buying for groceries. Yeah. And that was in the papers, the divorce papers. So I don't think it was, you know, I'm making this up or anything. I just thought it was really weird.
Over $2,000 a week.
You'll see rich people. And look, I guess if the person who makes the money is rich, then you should get more than if the person who makes the money when you're getting divorced, whether it's the man or the woman, is not rich. But you'll see people get like $300,000 a month in child support. Like, what?
Right. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And if you're spending it, you're not doing that child any favors.
Right. That's not child support at that point.
No, that's ruining your child.
I just don't get it. But
they're an interesting couple in the first place. He's an interesting guy. He's like, I don't know if he was like a chiropractor, but it was like
a
mystic medicine type of, I don't know exactly what he was doing, but it was odd. They were on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so a little familiar with the situation.
So
go ahead.
What does she show on OnlyFans? Does anyone know? Like, I can honestly say I've never been to an OnlyFans. Is it like full on?
I think, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
at least the top.
Sign up and see.
I've seen a bunch of people speculating though that the $250,000 a month is maybe like an inflated number. As far as
what
she's actually making.
Is that what he's alleging she makes?
Yes, that's what he's alleging. Okay. And that's what he's alleging the expenses are too.
Okay.
But still, even if it's half that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you spending it on? At that point, you're just being stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how much money. I would still be clipping my coupons in the Chinooks app. Like, I don't care how much money I'm making. If there's a coupon, I'm clipping it.
You could eat every night at Capital Grill and not spend $15,000.
Yeah. That's the other thing. When you said like you would understand if it's like every meal out, and I'm like, $15,000 is still a lot for two people. Mm.
You know what else I was thinking about the other day? These are just random thoughts I wrote down in case I was ever on your show again. And then
sure.
You asked.
Yeah.
You know what I don't hear reference to anymore? And you guys, I don't know if you heard it as much growing up as Dave and I did. The name game. Dave, Bo Babe, Banana Fan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear that at all.
Or was that something else? What's this? Oh, hand jive.
That's hand jive from Greece.
Okay.
Hand jive. But I don't hear, like, I just remember, like, even, let's say, 10, 15 years ago, like, I would do the name game at least maybe once a year. It would come
the
up.
The name game that I'm familiar with always ended up Bo Buck and ended up with the rhyming word for Buck.
Oh, well,
was that the reason to do it? Was to say the F word?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was fun. Dave, Bo Babe, Banana Fan, Fo Fave, Fee Fi, Fo Mave, Dave.
Yeah, oh, that's, you do Chuck.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Oh, right. And then the name game. I just don't hear it.
No.
And I think we should bring it back, everybody. That's what I'm saying.
When Trish takes a stand.
This is my stand.
Dave says my friends Mitch and Chuck loved that game. Love it.
Do you want to talk about what we were talking about off the air?
Sure.
The burnouts?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, when we were younger and there were burnouts in high school, and I always just immediately when you say burnout, I just think of feathered hair and a comb in the pocket. And I felt bad for burnouts and people who went to jail for pot because Like, now you can do it, and it's socially acceptable. And I was thinking, at some point, there was a time, prohibition doesn't get brought up that much anymore, but at some point, your parents were like, can you believe people used to go to jail over alcohol? And, like, they probably do it now with marijuana, but even, like, 10, 20 years from now, it's really going to be a thing where you tell your kids, can you believe people went to prison for life for having marijuana? It's just crazy.
I still, like, I've been really open about that. I use gummies for my anxiety at night. And every time I go to a dispensary, I was just there this morning, and it's so important to me that the people working there know that I'm not stoned. And so I'll walk in like the Monopoly man. I'm like, well, hello, everyone. Cordial greetings to you.
I am not on any. It's the opposite of when Andrew walks into like a QT and X-Drunk.
X-Drunk. It is. It's the opposite. That's hilarious.
You're just trying to be really sick. I don't do this other than at night and when I'm at home.
My friend would like 30 milligram sativa, please. Whatever that means. I believe that's how you say it. You'll catch
a bum ride the dragon. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Oh, man, I thought it was clouding up there for a second. Nope. Trish Gazelle is with us. Kevin Wheeler is at a Wheeler family reunion. He'll be back on Wednesday. Michael Kelly's going to come in on Monday and hang. Oh, by the way, I had two dreams about Michael Kelly last night.
That's weird.
How weird is that?
Two separate dreams?
Sure?
Like
you no. I woke up.
Sleeping and woke up?
No, it was like I had my first one at like midnight, and then I had my second one just as I was waking up this morning. And the second one was really funny to me. Probably won't translate. But I was at dinner with Michael and his wife, Taylor Swift. And Michael, in the most Michael way, goes, hey, our daughter is taking musical lessons. And he goes, I think she's going to play the guitar. And then Taylor Swift just goes like this. Oh. She was so tired of him. And I was like, I get it. And then I had a dream that I had a donkey named Waffles, and I was really sad when I woke up.
Was he sweet?
He was the sweetest.
Yeah, but you can make that happen.
I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, it's doable.
Yeah.
Michael marrying Taylor Swift.
Probably not so much.
Not doable. You getting a donkey and calling it Waffles, doable.
I think it's doable. I mean, we they haven't met yet. We don't know. There could be sparks.
Give him a shot.
I'm saying Michael and...
Travis Kelce, Michael Kelly.
You want to do DJ's happy hour here since we have Alvin coming
What's
in at three?
Happy hour?
Sure.
I don't
so
know.
We all just kind of go around the horn and we throw out a topic. It could have been any one of your things.
Okay.
So if you have any
one.
Left over.
But let's skip me because I've been talking a lot.
No. You're only here for an hour. You go.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought the quickest way, and I was thinking about this, if you're in an argument with somebody, but you can't have, you couldn't have done anything like really wrong, like cause this wouldn't be good. But if you're just in an argument, like say with your wife about who's taking out the trash or whatever, and you're really into it and you're fighting, you just call somebody a butthead and the whole argument dies. Like this is the solution to arguments. Just call the other person a butthead.
Is it
and then everybody starts laughing.
Okay.
Yes, because I would start laughing if I'm like screaming at somebody over something stupid, obviously, and they called me a butthead, I would just burst out laughing. So try it next time.
Which is different.
It's a little
tip. Because like if you called him an S-head, them's fighting words.
Yeah. Butthead is something... too far. Butt face or something like that. Like
yeah.
It's over. Argument over.
I've heard people who get naked. Like if they're having
Seriously?
A fight. Yeah. They'll like take their top off or they'll just get naked.
Yeah,
and then
that's
you
a
just...
good solution too.
I'll do that next time Kevin and I are fighting. Just pop my shirt off.
That's not me in my tracks.
I would die.
That
That's really
him.
Funny. That is really funny.
I know it's the second time we brought it up this week, but do you know the story of when he was shirtless at Alton?
No.
He was going to his dad's house.
Recently?
Yeah.
Last year.
He was going to his dad's house a couple blocks away, and he didn't wear a shirt because he knew he had a shirt waiting for him at his dad's house.
Yeah. I had the shirt that I needed to wear at his house.
Far away is this?
Block and a half.
You know how weird that is, right?
It's not weird at all. It's a residential neighborhood on a dead-end street. There's
so what?
People walk their dogs shirtless all the time on my street.
So if I was like at my house and I saw Andrew walking down the street without it, I mean, that's really weird.
I think it's
weird for anyone.
Listen, I just don't know how to explain to you guys that it's not weird.
So if... Dave
I don't
with,
know how to explain to you guys that people walk their dogs yeah, a like, block away from their house without
I,
their shirt
if I
on
knew you had,
in the summer in my residential neighborhood all the time.
If I knew that
I
you
just,
had a DGS shirt at your house and I rang your doorbell shirtless, you'd just be like, oh, come on in. Here's your shirt.
Here's your shirt.
Can I borrow a cup of shirt?
If I was your father, maybe. Like, I don't think I would mind. Like, I'm not knocking on a stranger's door going, can I have some clothes?
Doesn't matter the street you're walking down. It matters whose house you're going to. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, both don't matter if the person is aware you're walking over there without a shirt on to put on the shirt they have for you.
I'm going to take Andrew's side here because this got brought up the other day because I saw a family in downtown St. Louis and the little boy wasn't wearing a shirt. And I was like, why isn't he wearing a shirt? It's downtown St. Louis. If I would have seen him in like a subdivision, I'd be like, oh, he's running around having a good time. But like you're on Market Street. It was just strange that he
but
was.
But it's also a little boy.
Yeah.
And not a 34-year-old man.
We know people who run without shirts on all the time and no one thinks that's weird.
No.
If you saw a guy running without, if you saw a guy like running without a shirt on, you wouldn't go like, that's disgusting. What
a
freak.
That's not a point.
What an absolute maniac. But I walk a block and a half without a shirt on and it's like a federal crime.
If someone's doing something athletic, it bothers me when they take their shirt off McKinnon and I were, I was always giving him endless crap for it, which he loved because he was always shirtless.
So it's a you, it's not an everybody thing. It's just a you thing.
Can
you
I ask
just
a
think
question?
It's weird.
Why
it's
was your interesting. Shirt at your dad's? That's another question.
He had a Chiefs shirt that I was going to put on so that we could watch the Chiefs
also
game.
Also,
that's cute.
Because we watch the Chiefs games together and we wear Chiefs shirts.
But
that's
is it fun. His shirt or your shirt?
I think it was a new shirt that I was going to take possession of.
This whole story is weird.
Thank you. Rach, you want to go?
I've got your back, Andrew.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just thought of this during the name game segment because for some reason the name game reminds me of Mambo Number 5, which is another thing that barely gets brought up anymore. When do we ever sing?
That was such a big... That was so big in like the 90s, and it's just completely forgotten now.
It was a huge deal.
But anytime it comes on, everyone's like, oh my God,
yeah. So I saw a fun fact about this song the other day. Do you know who was obsessed with this song?
You.
The author Stephen King.
What song? I'm sorry.
Mambo Number 5.
Oh, okay.
He admitted to being obsessed with the song,
that
particularly the dance mix. I don't know if I've ever heard the dance mix, but while he was writing his 2011 novel, 11-22-63. So, like, 15 years after the song comes out, he becomes obsessed with it. He's playing it in his home so much that it was driving his wife crazy, and she reportedly told him she would divorce him if he continued to play it. He was playing this song that much.
Wow.
Kind of
fun
fact.
Like Lou Bega or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
That's exactly who it was.
Lou Bega.
The Macarena doesn't get brought up very much either.
No.
That was big.
I was obsessed with the Macarena.
When's the last time you guys played a song over and over? Even a couple times in a row?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
every day.
Time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something gets, whether it's I find something new through like a, you know, a Spotify Discover algorithm or TikTok or whatever, or I just think of a song that I really like or, you know, revisit a song that I haven't heard in a long time or whatever, all the time. I rarely will listen. If I catch something I really like, I will rarely listen to it like just one time and then go like, that's nice.
I don't know why, but
wear that baby out.
Music has never been more accessible and easier to listen to, but I have the hardest time listening to it now, and I don't know what it is. And
it's like the cable TV problem. It's you have infinite choices, and it's can be hard to actually find what it is that you're actually looking for.
Because
or
I would
want.
Listen to a CD or a cassette over and over, and you could say, "Well, it's easier to skip now," but it wasn't. You could skip then too. I mean, there were ways to do it, but I would listen to an album from beginning to end over and over, and I just don't do it anymore, and I hate that I don't.
Remember the magic of when a record would run out? And so help me remember, did it pick itself up and start over again, or did you have to go pick it up and put it back?
Well, I think that there were some that were fancy and did that on its own, but I think probably for the most part, the ones you and I had, I think they would just kind of like, do that thing. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. When we were young, the hiss of the vinyl was part of the song. Right?
Yeah.
And the timing between it, like it would be, I don't know what the timing is, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, something like that. But if you play me a song, like Back in Black, I can tell you what song comes next.
Yes.
Yeah. It's too bad.
We
sound so old, but it's too bad people don't use music like that more often.
Yeah, because I don't even think like anyone does. Even doesn't matter how we do it. I don't think anyone does it like that because now you can just like you make your own playlist. You're not listening to a full album.
Yeah.
You like the song you like, and that's it. It's a bummer.
So here's one of mine. They opened this. I reported this a couple weeks ago. They opened this big, giant, gorgeous pool in Central Park. And it's the only pool within miles that's open to the public. So anyone can come. And anyone is coming. And they started out having big brawls. And now they're having to shut it down because people are pooping.
Oh, no.
Oh man.
Like, not just here and there. Like, in mass. It's happening so much, they have to shut it
disgusting.
Down.
Disgusting. Wait, so it's in Central Park?
Yes.
And do you have to pay to get in?
No, it's free.
Oh, well, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
You start putting a charge on that. No one's going to pay to do that.
Also, humans are reversing evolution for the Sonoran Desert toad. This is the toad that you somehow manipulated to shoot its venom on a piece of glass. You let it dry, you scrape it off with a razor blade, and you smoke it.
Oh.
And it's like the one of the most hallucinogenic trips you can take. And people are now hunting them to extinction.
Man, we suck.
We kind of suck.
Just leave the toads alone. You don't need to trip that hard. Figure out another way to have fun. But this happens all the time with different toads like that. Like, people will go into their environment and just completely, like, decimate their whole, like, ecosystem, whatever. They, like, kill all the plants and stuff that are around that the toads eat because they just want to get high. It really bothers me.
I didn't know this much about toads.
Me either. I like the line, this happens all the time with various toads.
It does. I've been hearing about this for years.
I was thinking the other day, and I may have been under the influence, but I hate ants.
Of toads.
Like, why do we need ants? And I didn't want to go Google it because there's probably a good reason, and I just wanted
to
hate them,
mad.
And I want them to be gone because I hate them.
I hate them so much. I had one in my hair yesterday.
Ew.
And I don't want to think about how
we got in
there.
No.
And it was really,
Were you driving?
Really bad. No, I was sitting in a place, and it was like, I felt something like here itchy. And so I itched it.
How is the old trash car?
Trashy. Mm. Sucks. Falling apart.
Well, you can fix it.
Crumbling.
You can clean it. Fix that problem.
The problem with it isn't that it's dirty. I don't mind that. The problem with it is that it's falling apart in all the other ways. It's got like 230,000 miles on it.
I don't want to admit this, but I did think of you because my plates are expired.
Mm-hmm.
With a good reason. The postcard.
I keep hearing there is no good reason.
The postcard came and I just waited to like the last 2 days of the month.
That's not a good reason.
No, I thought I could do it online. And so then I went online to do it. And then I needed an emissions test. And I was like,
that's exactly what happened to Wheeler.
Wheels just went through this.
Oh, it's the
same thing that happened to me. The problem is you need an emissions test. You can't get an emissions test when your check engine light is on. But to fix the check engine light would cost more money than my car is worth. Mm. So there's like no real actual like efficient or smart way for me to get my plates. I would happily do it if I didn't have to do the stupid emissions stuff.
My tag doesn't say a month. It just says 25. So I thought I had until the end of the year.
Oh, that's weird.
It should say a month on your plates.
Are you sure?
Yeah, mine does.
On the tag?
On the actual plate? On the metal plate.
Do you guys get whole new plates over here?
Yeah, if you buy a new car.
Why does it say it on the plate? Because it's always going to be the same month?
It's always going to be the same month.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, because I see a bunch of other people with the same colored tag I have, though.
And you might be okay. Let's say that it's July. Well, now it's July. But say it's October of 2025. You're still kosher. You're still good.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that plate out.
There you go. Mm. What other problems can I solve for you?
That's about it, butthead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 149. Trish hanging out with us for one more segment. Comedian George Wallace is going to be live in studio at 2 p.m. Bernie Miklas is going to be with us at 2:30. Alvin Reed at 3. Tony Scott, the legend's going to be here at 4. Play some Halfwood. So pretty stacked show for a Friday. You guys want to get pissed?
Mm-hmm.
Get this. There is a flight from Cancun to London. And they are heading, you know, north in the United States, and two people go into the bathroom and smoke.
Mm.
So they have to divert to Maine and arrest these people.
Oh my gosh.
And then it followed a 17-hour delay.
Wow.
In the terminal. So these people are sleeping on the floor. 17.
Just because of that?
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't they just wait till
I know
they got to where they're... Oh, I thought you were like mad at the couple.
No,
I am. Which I would be too.
No, I am.
But why would they have to divert just for that? It's not like they had a gun or something.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Dumb.
They should be paying for some hotel rooms if you have a 17-hour
Hell
delay.
Yes.
That's wild.
Mary says, Andrew, happy birthday, twin. Tomorrow is my birthday, too.
Aw, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary Wapple Horse Gash. Your name is hilarious, and I love saying it.
What is it?
Mary Wapple Horse Gash.
I wish my name was Wapple Horse Gash.
Are you making fun of her name?
No, I'm saying it's a funny name. Funny name to say out loud. I like it.
Isn't that making fun?
Makes me smile. Making happy, perhaps.
So she gave you a birthday present.
Wapple Horse Gash.
And Amy Youngman says, Trish, is KZK going to do Christmas in July and play Christmas music?
No.
Mm.
I'm doing a pass on that. Saving it up for December.
There you go.
They're running, you know, the Hallmark Christmas movies now.
Mm. Are they really?
Yeah, through the end of July.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I remember the moment I tied my shoes for the first time.
Ah. Me too.
Because it was so hard for me. It is such a hard thing to do at such a young age.
And then it just clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about like the bunny goes down into the rabbit hole and comes through the other side. And I was just like, what are you saying?
Which it made
makes
it harder
no
for
sense
me.
To me.
It always made it harder. I'm like, why is it a bunny? Why? I don't get what's going on
that
there.
That and like blowing bubbles with your gum was kind of on the same level.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't figure out how to do that until it just like one day I could do it.
Yeah.
So I don't remember having as hard of a time as you guys, but I remember like not knowing how and then it just hit.
I guess you still have to learn to tie your shoes, right? I mean, today we have Velcro and Skechers and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I would think kids are still learning to tie their
what
shoes.
What about telling time? Maybe not.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's weird.
I don't think they learn to tell analog time.
in penmanship. That's probably out.
Telling time seems so easy, though. Like, I understand if you're four.
Oh, that was so complicated, I feel like.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I've always said, like, wait until they're, like, 12. And then go, here you go.
Here's your phone.
Little hand, big hand. Yeah, big hand. All kind of works out.
What a nice comment from Sarah. Happy birthday, Andrew. You've been keeping me laughing and entertained for years now.
Oh, that's really nice.
I have a question about AI. What prevents someone from going to ChatGPT and saying, write me a poem about X and make it 1,000 words Nothing. And then claiming it to be their own?
Nothing. People do that all the time. Happens all the time. All the time you hear, you'll see on like social media, like some kind of rising author or poet or whatever will get caught having used AI for something.
Wow.
Somebody was just caught. They asked AI for so there's like a Legend of Zelda video game where you can cook things and make potions and elixirs and such. And one of the things you can make is red dye, and it has like the fantastical Zelda ingredients for it. And this person was caught having used AI to come up with a recipe for red dye for their character, who was a dye maker in the book, and they used the accidentally used the like Zelda ingredients that were given to them by the AI.
Man, it's a complicated story.
Yeah,
it's harder to explain than I thought it was going to be. I'm sorry. Point is, people get caught using AI to.
But how would you
write
get
parts
caught?
Of books?
And, just because would you like? Okay, let's in Dave's example, like writing a poem, or let's say you're a reporter and you have to write a news article. Like, how do you get caught? Because someone else asks and they give them the same thing, or like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you get caught.
That's
using
not like there's
it.
A watermark or something.
Well, some people are saying that it's easy to spot like a ChatGPT written paragraph now because these large language learning models, whatever, will use dashes a lot. Mm. Which I've always been like, dash, and then the other part of my sentence, dash. Like, especially sending emails for work, like, it's just a way to break up.
Like a dash?
Yeah, like a dash.
Like a hyphen.
Let's say you went in and deleted those and still use the words.
Right.
Like, how would you get caught doing it?
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't. Mm. But there are just, like, these little tricks that people are like, I think that's probably AI because of the amount of times this is being used.
Trish, did you see the band that was just outed as being AI?
No.
What are they called? Sunset Velvet?
Yes,
Velvet Sunset?
Velvet Sunset.
So they've never appeared in person, obviously?
No,
they
blew up on Spotify and got 1 million followers. And a bunch of good-looking guys and catchy
but
music.
But they're not real guys.
No, not real music, all AI.
But, okay.
We're going to see so much of that.
Yeah, and at some point, isn't it just going to be acceptable? If there's so much of it, and if it's good music...
Yeah.
Who cares that it's not...
Like, we have holograms. What if you could go see your favorite AI band?
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's
all the
coming.
Possibilities.
I think what we need to do is just enjoy life as it is right now.
I
because
right.
It's going
to
change.
Yeah, it's going to slip
and
away
there's
from
no
us.
Stopping it. Yep.
Thank you, Trish.
Okay, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.